Hi, and welcome to Our Town, a podcast brought to you by the National Trust of South Australia. There's great stories out there about our people and places, and we've got one coming right up, so let's dive in.
Hello and welcome to Claire Talks. I'm Millie Nichols. Today I want to talk about the smaller plants, the grasses and the wildflowers. When Eyre first came through the valley of the Hill and the Hutt Rivers, he talked about them having grass of an excellent description and of a great luxuriance. He came in June, and it's a pity that he did, because if he'd come a few months later, he couldn't have helped but notice the wonderful wildflower meadows that would have existed here at the time. Unfortunately, the introduction of domestic stock shortly after Eyre's second visit has resulted in the loss of a vast number of these smaller plants. Spring Gully Conservation Park is an example of an ungrazed area, although before it was a park, it was grazed. Now, after 50 years of no domestic stock, there are 283 species of native plants in the park, and of those, 230 are plants that are less than knee height. Walk outside the park into an area where sheep graze, and you'll be lucky to find more than 9 or 10 native species. This huge loss of biodiversity in the plants is a loss that most people are not even aware of, because unlike trees, nobody notices the small things, and they can disappear without anyone knowing. Yet they provide most of the resources that the insects, birds and animals need to survive. And these plants also provided much of the diet of the Ngadjeri people. The single plant that was perhaps most highly prized by the Aboriginal people was the Murnaw, or yam daisy. This is a very showy yellow daisy, very like a dandelion, but it has an underground tuber like a small potato. Eyre mentioned seeing Aboriginals digging yams around Georgetown, and he does talk about there being lots of yams and lilies around Crystal Brook when he was coming back later in the year. The yam was one of the few plants that Aboriginals could store, and they dug it carefully with digging sticks so as to leave enough in the ground to ensure a good harvest the following year. It disappeared quite quickly once sheep were introduced, depriving the Aborigines of an important food source and probably being a factor in them attacking the sheep flocks. Now the yam daisy is only seen where sheep cannot graze. Spring Gully, the Emu Flat Reserve near Clare and the police paddock being three places you can see it. While it's usual to blame livestock for the loss of so many species of plants, and they certainly would have been a major contributor to the loss, the reason that many disappeared is uncertain, and probably many factors have been involved. The arrival of the rabbit in the district in the 1860s had a huge effect on the vegetation, as they quickly reached plague proportions and remained in very high numbers until myxomatosis was introduced in the 1950s. Rabbits eat almost everything, and this resulted in enormous damage to the vegetation. But the years people spent trying to poison the rabbit also affected all the native birds and animals who were the so-called collateral damage of the poison, and inevitably led to the losses of birds such as the bustard and the bushstone curlew, and that would have had flow-on effects to the plants. The Ngadjeri people say their main source of food was the burrowing betong, which is often called ecological engineer because of its burrowing habit and its ability to spread seeds and fungal spores around. With the loss of the betong, this service also disappeared, and this may have affected many plants. And the bilby also had similar habits, which disappeared as rabbits became more established. A plant that was widespread in the 50s and early 60s was a beautiful annual pea known as the Broughton pea. It used to be seen in its thousands, but after the arrival of the Setona weevil, a Mediterranean native weevil that particularly liked legumes, the Broughton pea disappeared from the mid-north almost overnight, and is now rarely found here, although it survives in the eastern states. So that's in living memory that plant has all but disappeared. Flowers of all sorts are an important resource for native bees, and they've also disappeared from the broader landscape. Things like the Broughton pea, like many of the small flowering bushes, like the daisies and the lilies that you can see in these protected areas, would have been very important in maintaining good populations of insects and also good populations of birds. But now, we've replaced these plants with wind-pollinated plants like wheat and barley, and they don't support big populations or diverse populations of insects. A visit to the police paddock behind the National Trust Museum or the Small Council Reserve of Emu Flat will give you a glimpse of the diversity that once existed in the district. And while you won't see 230 small plants all flowering at the same time, and to find many of them, you have to be a botanist and get down on your hands and knees and recognise the differences anyway. If you visit in spring, you'll still be rewarded with a beautiful display of plants. And you may even be lucky enough to see the Murnong native yam flowering there.
Thanks for joining us. Remember to have a listen to our other episodes. To find out more about our amazing heritage buildings and nature reserves, go to nationaltrust.org.au/SA.